Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about stage 10, as we continue in stage 10, connecting to the oneness and your influence. And you may call this manifestation, but it's really a lot more than that. I think calling it just manifestation may be too small. We're going to be talking about your influence as the oneness. Before we get started today, a big shout out to new listeners in Verona, Italy. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited that you have joined us. Welcome. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, you can send them in using the link in the show notes. Just scroll down for the show notes, and there's a link there that will take you over to the community page at CatherineColleen.com where you can send in your thoughts and ideas. That comes directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. Let me know how it's going as you proceed through these stages and how I can help. So back to stage 10. Stage 10 has been very eye-opening. At this point, you recognize both your physical body and the one consciousness that is within your body and within all people and places and things. And the way you can drop into that is to feel the energy inside you and practice being the energy or being the physical body mind. And kind of go back and forth, existing as the energy, existing as the physical, and alternate kind of back and forth. That's a really good exercise. Feel what it's like to be other people, to be other places, to be other things, and feel what it's like to just be the energy separate from the body, what it's like to be the consciousness separate from the body and separate from the energy. And this is a fun exercise that helps you connect with both sides, the energy and the physical. And you'll find that you can fairly easily control how you choose to exist in this moment. Would you like to exist as the energy? Would you like to exist as the physical? Would you like to exist as the one consciousness? Now, you're always within this physical form, but you can be, in other words, you can choose to perceive as the energy or as the physical. And in this connection, where you are actively choosing to exist as the energy, you know, perceive as the energy, perceive as the physical, it's time to learn how much influence you really have. Now, as the one consciousness, you have influence worldwide and beyond. I want you to notice how your thoughts combined with feeling change your world. Now, thoughts by themselves, despite fantastic work, it's like as a man thinketh, it's not just the thinketh, it's not just the thoughts that cause your influence on this world. It is the thought combined with feeling. And the feeling is absolutely critical. I want you to notice how, as you've practiced manifesting experiences since stage 2, and you've probably toyed with manifesting things and maybe people, places, things, opportunities, and anything else, And if you haven't, I encourage you to do so, because you're in a really good place to do it. You've probably been trying it all along, but you may have noticed that you seem to be much more effective now. And you are. When you are connected into the one consciousness, you are much more effective at manifesting. In fact, you may have found that when you were in, if you attempt to manifest from some of the earlier stages, when you're in those earlier stages, it doesn't always go all that well. But the further you get into the stages, you find that it goes much easier and much faster and is much more effective. Now, as always, you want to keep careful watch on why you want what you want. Make sure that you're manifesting from a place of joy or other positive emotions. But the thing I really want to focus on here is how much more effective you really are now that you are in these later stages, and especially since you got to stage 10. So, you're not all powerful. You're not trying to be God. Although you kind of are, but we'll get there. Your guides, remember them? We talked about your guides before. They will attempt to block anything that takes you away from your purpose. They will attempt to block it. But anything you might request that forwards your purpose, or at least doesn't take away from your purpose, will be granted now much more quickly. So why is that? Why? Well, you have more experience now, and your connection is deeper and more complete. You're simply more capable now because you're more connected to yourself, to your energy, to this moment, to others, to life, to the one consciousness. Now, I want to differentiate something really important here. You do not have control. Control is a form of attachment. And that is something that's actually going to drop you out of these later stages and pull you all the way back around to stage 3. Because stage 3, I am my needs, is where feelings of control or the need for control happen. You don't have control. You don't need control. Control is based in fear. We don't want anything to do with that. What you have is influence. What's the difference? Control says, I have to have it a certain way. There's this inkling of desperation in control. Influence is more of a confident request. Influence says, here is my request. This is what I would like. And influence can be grateful for what influence it has. So as you enjoy the stage 10, which is such a beautiful place to live from, I want you to practice optimizing any and every aspect of your life as you like. Enjoy this process. Manifest your ideal life from a place of joy and a place of peace, and really have fun with it. Because it is supposed to be fun, if you didn't notice. All of this evolution, all of this life is supposed to be really, really fun. So enjoy your influence and see how far it can expand. Play with that. What would you like to change? I would obviously start with things that support your purpose because they will be very quickly granted. Do you need skills for your purpose? Do you need opportunities? Do you need connections? What do you need to carry out your purpose? If you're not sure, ask your guides. Ask your intuition. Become the one consciousness and ask the whole of humanity, if you feel like it. And ask for what forwards your purpose. But that doesn't mean you can't have a little fun. Are there aspects of your body you would like to change? I'll give you an example. I wanted more curl in my hair without having to go get a perm or do anything to it. I wanted to have hair that was more naturally curly. So I did that. I wanted to have less body fat. So I did that. Is that vain? I don't know, probably. But you're allowed to have a little fun. Have a little fun if that's what you want. If there's an ideal relationship that you want, create that, but create it from a place of love and joy, not from a place of being afraid to be alone, right? I think we've gone over that. But have a little fun. Ideal places to live. Where do you want to live? What do you want that to look like? Ideal opportunities. Ideal connections. That's why I feel like manifesting is maybe too limited of a word. I mean, it's a good word and it's a fairly accurate word, but it seems to restrict your vision a little bit. And you may not even understand fully what opportunities are out there, but you are well on your way to a life that you love. So play with that and have fun with that. And send me your questions on this subject and others that you've heard us talk about or that you are at the website. Follow the link in the show notes. Let me know your thoughts and your questions and your ideas. Let me know how it's going for you as you traverse these stages. Also think about signing up at lastingpeace.org and helping others. Because you're in a good spot to start to do that, to start to guide others through these stages as well. So let me know how it goes for you. That's enough for this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.